This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yeshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. The parasha starts out with the pasuk Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi. And Korach, the son of Yitzhar, the son of Kohos, the son of Levi, took himself to one side and separated himself from the rest of Klal Yisrael to argue on the kahuna. The Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Amud Beis quotes a memra from Rabba Bar Oifron. And Tosfos there says that the correct girsa is Rabba Bar Oifron, Ayin Vav Pei Reish Endanun, and not Rabba Bar Ephron, because it is not logical that Rabba's father would be named Ephron, the name of a rasha. Because the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis says that we learn from the pasuk V'shem Risham Yirkov, the names of the wicked shall rot, that we do not name others after wicked people. Let their name rot and sink into oblivion. Therefore, the proper girsa in the Gemara is Rabba Bar Oifron and not Rabba Bar Ephron. The question arises in this week's parsha. When Yitzhar named his son Korach, if we look back in Parshas Vayishlach, the son of Esav and Olivomo was named Korach. Why would Yitzhar name his son after a wicked person? Doesn't the Gemara say V'shem V'shem Yirkov? Says the Chasam Sofer that Yitzhar actually made a grave mistake by naming his son Korach after a rasha, and this caused roots of evil to be present in Korach ben Yitzhar, which eventually caused him to sin by rebelling against Moshe. Naming him after a rasha affected him later in life. The Gemara in Baba Metzia Daf Pehe says that if there are three consecutive generations of Talmidei Chachamim, Shuv Ein Torah Perseches Mizarei La'olam, the Torah will never decease from his descendants forever. Korach was coming after three generations of tzaddikim, ben Yitzhar, ben Kohos, ben Levi. He should have had the Chut HaMashulash, which will never be broken. What ruined it? The answer is his name, that he was named after a rasha. Says the Chasam Sofer, this is the pshat in the pasuk, Vayikach Korach, ben Yitzhar, ben Kohos, ben Levi. He was ben Yitzhar, ben Kohos, ben Levi. He had three consecutive generations of Talmidei Chachamim. What ruined it for him? Vayikach Korach. Vayikach, he was robbed because of the name Korach. He was robbed of this great status of the Chut HaMashulash because his name was Korach. Although he was Ben Yitzhar Ben Kos Ben Levi, Korach, the name, caused him to head in the wrong direction, in the direction of evil, as the story plays out in this week's parsha. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that Rashi asks, Korach Shepikeachoyo, Ma ro'o l'shtos zeh. Korach, who was a clever person, what caused him to do such a foolish act? And Rashi answers that he saw through his nevuah a line of great men descending from him. Shmuel, who was equal in importance to Moshe and Aharon together. And also he saw 24 mishmaris of Leviim, all who prophesied with Ruach HaKodesh. All these great people were descendants of Korach. So Korach figured, with all this greatness coming from him, he must be the one who is right in this argument. The question arises in the terminology of Rashi. Why does Rashi say Korach shepikeach haya? Why not Korach shechacham haya? Or Korach shenavi haya? Why pikeach? Answers the Rupchaser that a pikeach is someone who weighs both tzedadim in a situation. He listens to this tzad and then to the other tzad and then he decides. The gematria of tzad equals 94. When one listens to one tzad, and then he listens to the other tzad, that is tzad twice, 2 times 94, which is equal to 188, the same gematria as pikeach. In the episode of Korach, Korach did not weigh in on both tzadim, on both sides, but rather only to his own tzad, to his own perspective. As Rashi says, Vayikach Korach, Lokach atzmoy litzad echon, he took himself to one side, to his own tzad, only listening to his own perspective. Therefore, he lost his status as a pikeach, because a pikeach is one who listens to both tzadim. When there is a machloikis, and both sides act as pikchim, both are a pikeach, then there will be shalom. The gematria of pikeach is 188. When there are two pikchim on both sides, that's 188 times 2, which equals to 376, the same gematria as shalom. In the end of Kaddish, we speak about shalom. Oysa shalom b'mroibav hu yasa shalom aleinu. The Chazan, when saying this part of the Kaddish, bows to one side when saying Oyse Shalom B'Mraimov, and then bows to the other side when saying Hu Yase Shalom Aleinu, and then to the middle when he says Val Kol Yisrael V'Imru Amen. Because the way to reach Shalom is to listen to one side, and then to the other side, and only then can there be a Peshara in the middle, which brings about Shalom.